You are listening to the Drunk Mormon Missionary Podcast. Your host is Elder Ron, the Drunk Mormon Missionary. Every week he gets drunk and brings you the Drunk Mormon Gospel. His word is the drunken word of God. So sit back, pour yourself a drink, and enjoy.
Hey there, brothers and sisters. You're listening to the Drunk Mormon Missionary Podcast. I am your Drunk Mormon Missionary, Elder Ron, and I have my roommate investigator, Eric.
That's me.
Hey, Eric. So you're just getting off of work.
I am.
And so now what you're going to be doing is you're going to be getting like the full, because you really don't want to do this tonight. You're tired. You've been talking all day. Eric does customer support on the phone. And so we're going to make him talk some more. You just want to drink a beer. Something. Play on your phone and then go to bed here pretty soon, huh? Yeah, but like the Mormon missionaries don't take that in consideration, especially Saturday morning when they're knocking on your door.
Right.
And you're in your underwear. Puking out the window or something like that. So here we go. Eric is getting, because I'm forcing him to listen to something he doesn't really give a shit about.
Well, I do care.
Well, then you're a better man than me, that's for sure, at this point. All right. So anyway, I have been drinking. I'm a little buzzed. The drink tonight is still White Russians. I'm trying to get through that rum Kahlua stuff that I have in there.
You're not even making right. The White Russians aren't even the correct White Russians.
Yeah, I don't have any Kahlua.
Coffee-flavored rum.
Rum, yeah.
So rum and vodka.
And potato vodka. I love the potato vodka, though. Ugh. Oh, man. It's good. It's good stuff. So we're going to try. I'm trying to do this podcast a little bit early because I'm going to be gone this weekend. I'm headed to a Burning Man event. So I go to Burning Man. Maybe we should talk a little bit about Burning Man. Maybe we won't even. We'll see if we even get into missionary lessons. Like what I'm trying to do here, because it's part of the whole missionary evil plot to convert you, is I have to build up a rapport with you. So I have to tell you, I'm not going to tell you about my family. You've already, you know, but
I've met some of your family.
You've met some of my family, my wonderful family. I was about to say my crazy family, but I love my family. And I know some of them, at least the non-Mormons, may be listening to this at some point. Right. So I got to be careful there. I love you. Oh, very, very much. What was I going to say? So, Burning Man. So, if you haven't, I kind of always assume that everybody knows what Burning Man is.
My experience is most people don't.
Most people don't. All right. So, Burning Man, and this is, we'll talk about, maybe we'll just talk about how Elder Ron came about before we get into... We might even get into the missionary lesson. Let's just talk about it. Matter of fact, it might be a good idea because I have some other podcasts I can throw on for people to listen to while I'm gone this weekend. All right, so Burning Man is this event, yearly event. It's been going on since the late 90s out in Nevada, north of Nevada, 2 hours north of Reno, Nevada, to be specific. And it's kind of this... Some crazy shit where 70,000 people converge onto a empty lake bed and they build a tent city and build these incredible pieces of two-story, three-story burnable art. No, you can't buy anything for the week that you're there. There are no vendors. It's a gift economy and radical self-reliance. So if you do not know what Burning Man is, go Google Burning Man and go take a look at the pictures. And lots of naked people, well, that's not true. There are not lots of naked people, but there are naked people out there. Eric's never been.
No, I haven't.
But he's been roommates with me long enough to, like, he usually takes care of the cat when I take off for my 2 weeks to go out there to Burning Man. So I went to Burning Man this year. I have Elder Ron was a character that I created out at Burning Man. So my first year was 2011, And I thought it would be really funny to dress like a Mormon missionary and to go out and try to convert people to Mormonism to see what they... Because, like, this is not the place that Mormon missionaries should be. There's lots of drugs, lots of sex, lots of drugs and more sex and some naked people. Lots of debauchery, yeah. Lots of debauchery. And so you would not really see a Mormon missionary out there. So I created the character Elder Wrong. And I went out with my Book of Mormon and my name tag and my black tie and my black pants and my shirt, trying to convert people to Mormonism. A lot of people got the joke.
A lot of people thought you were a real Mormon missionary.
A lot of them thought I was a real Mormon missionary. So this character kind of developed into, by Wednesday, I started being a Mormon missionary half naked and the bottom half, and that's called shirt cocking. And I actually created a religion called the Army of Shirt-Cocking Elders of Latter-day Saints. So I went out preaching the good word that Jesus hates pants. And that's how Elder Wrong was born.
And of course, it's obvious. Jesus didn't wear pants.
He did not. And he liked to free ball a lot, right, too. You would, in that robe, you would think. But he never wore pants. So anyway, Elder Wrong was born out of Burning Man. And... here he is doing drunk Mormon missionary lessons for you all and drunk Mormon gospel. And this weekend I'm headed out to what's called a regional burn out near the Arizona-New Mexico border, where a lot of burners and anyone who goes to Burning Man has been going for a while. They're called burners. And we're going to go out there and kind of get together and burn some stuff and do some art and camp out in the middle of the desert, basically. So anyway, I think what I may do is after this podcast, if people are interested, I think what I'm going to do is I have three other podcasts where I want last year when I went to Burning Man as Elder Wrong, I actually went out and interviewed people and got a bunch of really cool interviews from burners. And so I think I'm going to throw, while I'm doing this event, we'll take a little break from Mormon missionary lessons and throw the podcast that I did for out at Burning Man interviewing people. I got some really cool stories out there. So if you're interested in that type of stuff, it's going to be pretty good. All right. Anyway, here we go. Back to, it's 8:42 here. Mm-hmm. Eric's got to be in bed by 9.
Nah, whatever.
All right, well, just a sec. I'm going to pause this real quick. Okay, we're back. I needed to feel the spirit a little bit, and so I poured myself another White Russian.
Feel the spirits.
Feel the spirits. We are, this is the Drunk Mormon Missionary Podcast, so... So I'm four shots into this episode already, and we're not even 10 minutes into it. So this is going to be a good episode. It's going to be a good episode. Okay, so where are we? We're actually on lesson 4 of the Mormon missionary lessons. These are the lessons that if you meet up with the Mormon missionaries, that they are going to teach you over a period of time if you actually get into them. Now, like on my mission, most of my investigators never lasted longer than maybe one or two episodes. It was kind of like when you brought up the you need to be baptized shit. That's like when they were like, yeah, you guys are really nice, but like fuck off and I'm not really interested. And that would be like the last we would hear from them. So it was pretty rare for me to get through like all of the missionary lessons on my mission. So I kind of have to go through the guide here because like I'm not like I even as a missionary, I never really got through all these.
By the way, how do you say fuck off in Polish?
I don't know. That's a good question because they don't really say fuck off. They just go like, you know, I don't know, like kurwa is a pretty bad word and... You know, hoi. It'd be like hoi. Like, but they would just, but they're polite. They wouldn't really say fuck off. But that's kind of
what they were saying.
That's kind of what they were saying, you know. Like, I don't want to be a member of your weird religion there. So fuck off. All right. So lesson 4 is about the commandments. Now, we're not talking just about the 10 commandments like most Christian religions talk about. Most Christian religions, when you hear the commandments, right?
You think 10.
You think the 10. You think right. Moses and the burning bush that was not chlamydia.
Right.
And you think right. about the tablets and the 10, which right. I can't even remember anymore.
But 10 wasn't enough for the Mormons.
10 is not enough for the Mormons. There are a lot more commandments that you must follow in order to be a good Mormon, in order to return to the celestial kingdom or the platinum gold or the platinum card right. there in Mormon theology. So we're going to have some fun with some of these, and we're not going to get through all of them this episode. Because right. there's some that are going to be way more interesting, a lot more chastity. That's the one I can't wait. I right. love talking about sex and word of wisdom because I love to drink and
right.
do things so that are against the word of wisdom. But I don't need a whole lot of meat. But we'll get into that in future episodes. All right. So like the first thing that they talk about is going to be obedience. Obedience to the commandments because they are for our benefit. So wearing sacred underwear, wearing magic underwear is a commandment that we must have obedience to. Because if we don't wear the magic underwear, or like my magic underwear generally, I like to freeball a lot, but that's probably too much information, but I am drunk. Anyway, if we don't have obedience... All right, so we talked about the Lucifer's put a gun to your head and make you choose, and
right.
good old JC gone. I'll give, like, everybody can have a choice to, like, do what they're, it's called agency right. is what they're talking about.
Free will.
Free will, agency. So Mormons aren't, like, there's some religions out there that we don't have, like, predestination and stuff like that, that like we're predestined to be saved or not, but Mormons aren't. Then we have free agency. We can choose to be good and to not masturbate and not to
fuck goats
and not to drink White Russians and keep your roommate up later than he should because he needs to get to bed pretty soon. Or you can do that because you have free agency to masturbate or not. So masturbation, I can't wait for fucking
right.
chastity, law of chastity. Oh, it's going to be such a fun episode. And you guys will like it out there in podcast land. Trust me, it'll be fun. It's going to be fun. Anyway, we have to put the horse before the cart. Before we get into the fun stuff, we got to right. talk about the boring shit. So, obedience.
Nobody likes obedience.
All right. Obedience. I don't really got to talk too much about it. It's like...
It's pretty obvious.
It's like, do it or don't do it. Like, God says to do it, so you have to do it. Or if you're Mormon, it's the brethren. It's the prophet. It's your bishop. It's everybody. Obedience to everybody. And I have to say, like I have some issues with the idea of obedience. Because you're talking about, like, a lot of times it's blind obedience, right? In religion.
Right. Like, don't think about it, just
don't think about it, just fucking do it. It doesn't matter if it makes sense or not, just do it. For a lot of shit, you know? And I think a lot of stuff, like, you don't need somebody to tell you that, like, doing this is bad, you know? Stealing from my neighbor, that's bad. Right. That's fucked up, right? And I don't really need a God. I don't need a commandment that says don't steal.
Right.
I can come to that conclusion, I think, based off of my own microscopic mind here, that like if I steal from somebody and if I live in that type of a world where everyone's stealing from everybody, then I got to watch my shit.
Right.
And I don't want to live in that world, so I don't want people stealing, you know, the fucking golden rule of like, you know, which seems pretty obvious to me. But apparently we need a God to tell us shit
right.
not to do.
So you just don't just put out the commandments. You got to put out the commandment that you must obey the commandments.
You must obey the commandment, which is the first commandment of the command. It's like Fight Club. The first rule of commandments is you must obey the commandments. And you must blindly, and a lot of times in religion, it's you have to blindly follow the commandments, right. You know. And no, some of them make sense, and then you're not blindly following them. Like to kill somebody makes sense. Don't kill somebody.
Right.
For a lot of reasons.
Coveting your neighbor's wife, maybe not so much.
What the fuck does that mean, too? Right. So like if my neighbor is hot, my neighbor's wife's hot, I can't like think that she's hot.
Right. Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Doesn't make a lot of sense. All right. Well, that's the first little thing in this lesson is about obedience. I don't know. Pray. The prayer thing is the next one. And to pray often,
right.
Apparently.
So another obvious
I'm rolling my fucking eyes here, Eric. Like, right. Praying. Yeah. It's not even obvious, dude. Because, like, I don't believe in God. Prayer has no...
Presumably, if you're religious, you're going to pray.
If you're religious, you're probably going to pray. If you believe in a God or a deity or something, you need to pray. Right. You know, and I understand everyone's got different views of what that means, and not everybody's like a lot of times it's just like for some people, prayer is like what it's like quiet contemplation,
right?
Or what do they like in the Eastern philosophies where you're meditation and stuff like that, but. To actually get on your hands and knees or on your knees and to like speak to the invisible, like you're not your imaginary friend, basically.
Well, you do have the spirit, the Holy Ghost following around, or Casper.
Casper, the Holy Ghost.
Maybe you're praying to Casper.
Casper, the Holy Ghost, the holiest ghost there is. I hope Casper isn't getting mad at me. I don't think we have Casper in our house, though. I don't know. I don't believe in ghosts, though. But, like, usually the ghosts that I've encountered are Nathan or some shit like that. Fucking Nathan on my little ghost app. I am Nathan. Hi, Nathan. What are you doing in my fucking house, you pervert? Get the fuck out. Anyway... I've done all this shit when I was Mormon, I have to say, you know. I hope this is, and like, the people out there, the ex-Mormons, the people who are like maybe leaving the church are having the same problems with some of this shit and are like, yeah, I've prayed my whole fucking life and have never gotten any answer.
Right.
You're not alone. You're not alone. That's what I have to say about that. I've prayed my whole life and I've never gotten any answers to anything. Like I've never gotten a burning in the bosom. I've never gotten, no matter how hard I prayed when I was an active Mormon, when I was a TBM, a true blue Mormon, I never got any answers outside of the answers that I gave myself. And so, like, what's the point? If I can give myself answers, which we're all capable of giving ourselves our own answers to our own questions, to make our own decisions about how we live our life, you don't need to talk to invisible people to do that. And stop doing it. If it's not working, don't do it anymore. Just come up with your own shit. Pray often. That's the next one in the commandments. Are you ready to be baptized yet, Eric?
No.
All right. Well, I'm going to take a drink.
Of course, if I was baptized, I'd probably be in a bathtub full of white Russians.
No, you grew up, like, irreligious, right? You didn't have any religion?
No.
So you had no, like, you didn't have to, like, no one ever, like, imposed this crazy bullshit on you growing up, right?
Not at all.
So what do you think, like, coming from, like, a... your religious background about prayer and about crazy shit like that?
Kind of mystified.
Mystified? Like why?
Well, it didn't ever make any sense to me back then. It still doesn't make much sense to me. Of course, I have no moral compass because I didn't grow up with religion, I guess, as some people would say.
Well, I grew up and I don't have, in religion, I apparently don't have a moral compass anymore. Right. Or I gave that up for Lent. And it seems to be working pretty well on me. All right. Let's see. Where are we at? We'll talk about two more things, I think, in terms of this before we start getting in. No, actually, there's three things. Let's hit... Oh, wow. We might be able to get to four things because, like, this is all the boring shit that I used to sleep through in Sunday school. And I really don't want my listeners falling asleep because it's Sunday. Hopefully your Sunday school was, like, didn't say fuck a lot and have white Russians. Or hopefully they did, because that would be awesome. A Sunday school I would want to attend, right. To tell you the truth. All right. Get all the kids drunk on Sunday morning, and then as a teacher, you don't have to deal with their bullshit. That would be. And maybe they would be, like, more pliable if they did that.
Right.
You know, you didn't have to, like question this shit later on. Maybe. I don't know. All right, the next one the lesson talks about is study the scriptures.
There's something that'll put you to sleep.
Definitely. Many a night it's put me to sleep when I was a Mormon. However, I am really looking forward to the drunken Book of Mormon stories and Bible stories that should be coming up in this series of podcasts when we finally get through the fucking missionary right. lessons. We'll finally get into, we'll actually be keeping this commandment, probably.
We're going to be studying the scriptures.
We'll right. be doing it in a very drunken, irreverent way, but at least maybe that will count for something for me.
Right.
Afterwards.
A step towards at least the gold card standard.
Right. It was like, well, I fucking studied the scriptures and made fun of it. Does that count? We'll see.
It just says study. It doesn't say study and don't make fun of it.
Yeah. And it doesn't. There's nothing here about not making fun of it while you're reading it. It just says the approved scriptures of the church are also called standard works, which are the Holy Bible, as opposed to the non-holy Bible,
right?
All right, the Book of Mormon, the Doctrine and Covenants, and the Pearl of Great Price. And we should study these sacred books daily. Yeah, if you're out there, please don't.
Right.
Like, there's other shit much more worthwhile to be reading and studying than a bunch of fables
right.
written by goat herders, like, unless if it's the Book of Mormon, then it was written by, like, a 14-year-old.
Who was really sexually frustrated.
And when we get into polygamy, we'll talk about his right. sexual frustration there a lot. All right, next. Keep the Sabbath day holy. So the Sabbath day for Mormons is going to be Sunday, and they usually go to church. So we'll talk about what church looks like for, right. for Mormons, because that is a bunch of fucking time-wasting bullshit right there, if you ask me. It's like 3 fucking hours. It's not like other churches where you just go to Mass and you're done with it and you go home, right? No, Mormons, it's 3 hours. 3 hours. It's like an hour. The first hour is usually called sacrament meeting, and you're usually trying to keep yourself awake while somebody is giving you some. You can't drink any coffee. So you're trying to keep yourself awake while somebody is droning on and on and on about God knows what they're droning on and on about.
Can't remember because you were asleep all the time.
You're asleep all the time because they just put you to sleep. You don't really care what's happening to their Aunt Martha anymore, you right. know? And they're... Like, it kind of all depends on that because, like it's not like you get in the Mormon church, it's not like you have a preacher who knows how to preach and can, like, entertain you and kind of keep you awake. No, they call on whoever to give a fucking talk. And they'll drone, like, some of them will do good talks that are kind of interesting, but most of them, they'll just drone on and on and on and on, and you have no clue what they're saying. And then they separate men and the women for your second hour, and you get to go to either priesthood, if you're a man, or relief society, if you're a woman.
AKA, you're going to be pregnant for the rest of eternity.
Yes, the men get to go. And priesthood is about, like, usually it's somebody who, like, some dude who, like, was given the task of teaching a lesson that day, maybe the last night, of like, hey, will you teach a lesson tomorrow? Okay. So he shows up and he reads the fucking manual to you for an hour while everybody else sits there on their cell phone, like checking the football scores usually. And sacrament meeting was like painful to get through. Priesthood is even that much more painful to get to. Like, it is absolutely mind-numbing shit. Like, I would, like, oh my God. Like that is, if there is a hell on earth, it's called priesthood meeting.
Right. That's when you wish you were the drunken missionary back then.
That's when I wish I had brought in a flask for those fucking meetings. It would have been a lot easier. Relief Society is a mystery to me because I've never really been to it, but they always had, like, cookies or some shit. Right. So, or something, or at least a flower arrangement, like, on the podium or something like that in their class. When you, like, peek your head into Relief Society room, you're like, holy shit, they get, like, how come they get to put, like, a tablecloth on their fucking table and they get flowers and we don't?
Right.
That's like, and I don't know. I don't know what happens in there because I can't say it because I'm not a woman.
Right.
And the men aren't really allowed into Relief Society and the women aren't allowed into, you have your separate roles for that eternal progression thing. And it seems pretty lopsided and really kind of bullshitty to me in a lot of ways.
Right.
You know? Okay. Anyway, that's the Sabbath day. You're not allowed to do anything else that's fun, like no hiking. I don't know why. No shopping, no, like, going to work.
Right.
And
sit around the house and stare at the walls.
Sit around the house and you're, like, you know, you, yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe this is why they need family home evening the next day.
They need to do
so
some
they can
fun
eat a bunch
shit.
Of cakes.
That's funny you know about family home evening. All right, I'm taking another drink here. I got to feel some. Spirit is kind of working all over me right now. That's good. Baptism. Did we talk about baptism?
Yeah, we already talked about it in like another episode. But that's one of the commandments.
It's one of the commandments. The baptism.
Go get wet for God.
Go get wet for God. That's a t-shirt, man.
Yeah, it is a t-shirt.
I'm wet for God.
Right.
I got baptized. Where are we at? Follow the prophet.
Follow him where?
Okay, well, yeah. It's kind of like, have you found Jesus? I didn't know he was playing hide and seek.
Right.
So that goes back to the obedience bullshit stuff I was talking about easier, that blind obedience. Because now it's not just like God. Now it's okay to like obedience, if there is a God, that should be a personal thing. Like,
right.
I'm going to follow, what does God tell me?
If you've got evidence of God, it'd be kind of silly not to
follow him, to have obedience. But because there's no evidence for God, we have to have prophets to say, this is what God wants us to do, wants you to do. And it kind of like goes through this whole like progression. Like, it's like a pyramid scheme,
right?
Where you have like the prophet at top. And it flows down to his apostles and then down to his quorum of the 70 and down to your stake president, down to your bishop to tell you how you're supposed to be obedient. So, and if you can't question it, if you question it, then you usually
you're apostate.
You usually like, and there's like a bunch of shit going on right now within the LDS church of like people getting kicked out for questioning the priesthood authority. There's like, Or questioning their priesthood leaders. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a whole lot of a lot of people questioning the LGBT stuff that's going on right now. That's been happening the last couple of years in the LDS church, where they're questioning the idea of like, hey, my gay son is not evil.
Right. But
fuck you for telling me that my gay son's evil, you know, and fuck you for like disallowing, you know, not accepting my kid for who he or she is.
Right. Or even worse, like gay couples and their kids can't.
That's like the new one. The gay couples, if you're a gay couple and your kid wants to be Mormon and is under 18, they won't allow your kid to be Mormon anymore.
Right.
And so people are like questioning that and they're kind of getting like censored. Kind of the least one. The very worst, they're getting excommunicated for a lot of this stuff. There's a lot of podcasts out there right now from really good Mormon people. Like, and I enjoy their podcast. They're really intelligent thinking type of Mormon people.
Who are bringing up questions.
Who are bringing up questions about Mormonism, about their upbringing within Mormonism.
I remember when I lived in Salt Lake, it was about feminism.
Well, that still is. Role in the, like, you
know, there are a lot of women being excommunicated for writing about feminism and Mormonism.
And that's still happening. There's actually a group of women right now who they're called, I think they're called Ordained Women or something like that.
Right.
And their big platform is like the priesthood, the whole priesthood idea being a patriarchy.
Right.
And that's kind of bullshit. They don't want the patriarchy anymore. They want like kind of equal status and equal footing on that. And to be able to
plus they probably don't
to
want
hold
to be
the priesthood
pregnant for eternity.
Now the reorganized LDS people a long time ago, like overturned that whole patriarchy thing. And there's female bishops and church leaders within, I'm not sure if they're called the reorganized, but like when I was a Mormon, they're called the Reorganized Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which was a split off when Joseph Smith got killed.
The ones that stayed behind.
The ones that stayed behind kind of did this reorganized thing, and Emma Smith was like, stayed behind and was part of them. And then Brigham Young took the vast majority of them out to Utah, out across the plains. And we're talking like 20, 30 years ago. I think they're called the Worldwide Church of Christ now. I think they've like changed their name.
I think they did too.
But they've been back when I was an active Mormon, they were the Reorganized Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And actually, when I was living in Illinois, went to one of their services to go check it out. And they had like a female bishop, and it was really cool. Like they kind of got past that whole patriarchy thing,
right,
and ordained women to the priesthood, and had women being a part of the priesthood organization of the church, right, and being able to minister to people that way. But still within the LDS church, it's like when you question anything, you generally, if you don't shut up about it, you get excommunicated really fast,
right?
Really, really fast. And there are a lot of really cool podcasts out there that I actually enjoy listening by these thinking Mormons and these people who are still really like they believe like I don't believe in it. Like,
right. They believe in it.
They believe in it still, even though they're not a part of it anymore. It's like they still kind of hold on to either the cultural aspect of it, or even the spiritual aspect of it, and they kind of hold it on to it. But they usually throw these people out based on you're not following the prophet, and you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. So, anyway. Oh shit! They got the Ten Commandments here, because that's the next one, is to keep the Ten Commandments. And that's going to be the last one. So the last little thing they talk about is keeping the Ten Commandments as opposed to all the other commandments that right. They add on to it, which are, let's go through them, because I haven't done this in a long time, and I have fucking clue what's in the Ten Commandments, but it's about not having other gods before me.
Okay. That would be the, no idols. Got to smash the idols and the statues.
Okay. Not make any graven images.
Same thing.
Do we really do that anymore? Don't take the Lord God's name in vain.
I do that every day.
Oh, fuck yeah, I do. God damn it. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, which actually is not Sunday. So the Mormons got that are pretty wrong on that. Like if you follow the Ten Commandments, like Israel and the Jewish religion, it's Saturday. It's the Sabbath. Matter of fact, Saturday means Sabbat. That's how we get Saturday, is from the word, the Hebrew word of Sabbat, don't we?
No, I thought it was Saturn.
Oh, Saturn. Okay, never mind. I don't know. Right. I'm wrong about a lot of stuff.
But it is Saturday.
It's supposed to be Saturday. Yeah. Honor the father and the mother. Don't kill. Don't commit adultery. Don't steal. Don't bear false witness against thy neighbor. Don't covet. Blah, 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 blah. There you go. So if you need a refresher on the Ten Commandments, I need a drink after doing that. All right.
I think I might follow three or four of them. Not because they're commandments.
Well, anyway. All right. The rest of it are stuff we should dedicate like a whole. I may even read some of the scriptures here from it, and we'll talk a little bit more. The next stuff in this lesson is about law of chastity.
Awesome.
Word of wisdom.
That's pretty awesome too.
Law of tithing will be fun to get into. Yeah. Law of the fast. Honoring the law. Okay. Anyway, that's about it. That's about it. We'll get into the other, like I said, we'll get into the more interesting ones. These are all like, this is getting kind of like boring to do. Like, I really, like, the first couple of lessons were kind of fun to, like, right. talk about. And then these are just kind of like Sunday school bullshit, like, lesson five.
Well, that's the whole point, though. We're doing it in an entertaining way, even though...
We're trying to, and I'm trying to, like, keep it, like, kind of fun, but it's like, the shit is boring, dude. It's probably why I'm not a Mormon anymore. One of the reasons, anyway. Anyway, well, there we go. You have any questions about the commandments?
I don't so far.
So far. Are you ready to be baptized yet?
No.
Nah, God damn it. Fuck, I don't know what I'm doing wrong here. I'm really, really trying here, Eric. I'm just kind of going over lesson five. I really want to get through all this shit really fast because I really want to jump back into Joseph Smith, and I want to jump into the Book of Mormon really bad. Like, right. And I want to be absolutely fucking shit-faced when I do this shit.
Right.
Like, we're kind of building up to all that. We're kind of getting through the boring shit as fast as we can so we can get into like
the
Book of Mormon stories. Because I know I could drunkenly tell the, like, we're not telling stories, right? That's kind of the thing is, like, kind of going through these lessons, we're not storytelling anymore. We're just kind of like, here are the facts in my own skewed, fucked up way. Here are the facts, right? And that's getting kind of like, I'm having a hard time doing that. I'm having a hard time being entertaining with this shit.
Right.
I don't know.
The next ones will be good though.
The next ones will be fun.
Right.
And I'll have to get really drunk to do them because that will make them a lot more fun.
Right.
But I really want to get back into storytelling because this is kind of what this should be about, is about storytelling. Because I think the storytelling aspect, giving my own drunken perspective, my own drunken skew on it, should be a lot more entertaining to listen to. So anyway, we're coming to the end of this episode seven. So I've got people finding me on Facebook, which is we did six. We have six up already. So I'm finding, like, people are finding me on Facebook, which is really awesome, and people are saying hi to me, and people are like you know, reaching out to me, which is really cool. So please do that. If you want, or if you want to send me an email, the email is elderwrong@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook, under Elder Wrong on Facebook, and please say hi to me. Please, you know, reach out. I think at some point I may work on some like stickers or like missionary tag stickers.
Right.
For the podcast. And if you want some stickers or something like that, I'd be happy to send you out some stickers free of charge. Like t-shirts would be kind of fun too.
Right.
Kind of going. We're getting a lot of like words getting out about this podcast. Like in our first week of doing the podcast, I've had like, and it kind of blows my mind. I'm not expecting like big, huge numbers. Right. I'm doing this for fun.
Right.
Doing this because I like, because I'm bored, whatever. But we've gotten 80 downloads already of episode one, which tells me like 80 unique people have like listened to this bullshit that we're spewing out and have, I don't know if they've gotten through the whole episode, but they have at least like listened to the beginning of it. And we're like, oh my God, this is horrible. I need to delete this off my phone before Satan burns it. Right. Or some it burns because Satan's in my phone at this point or something like that.
Could be.
So it's kind of cool. Get the word out. If you like my podcast, you know, share it with your friends and your family. Share it with, you know, this is probably an interesting way if you're not a Mormon or if you have non-Mormon friends and you're like, hey, you want to hear an interesting way? It's an interesting way to kind of get a rough, fucked up outline of Mormonism and about all that type of stuff. So, like, you know, you can share it with your non-Mormon friends. I don't know. If you really want to offend your true blue Mormon friends, like, send them to the podcast.
Right.
We're getting the podcast out on more and more of these podcast apps. So we're on iTunes, Google Play. You can find us there, Stitcher, and Podbean. We're actually hosting this on Podbean. So there are all these apps that you can actually, if you have on your phone already, you can just go search Drunk Mormon Missionary and subscribe to the podcast, and that would be really cool. Anyway, we're gonna end the episode now. I'm always having a hard time ending episodes, so right. I talk too much. Anyway, this is Elder Wrong signing out. May Bob bless you, and may your hangovers like really not kill you too much in the morning. Amen. Talk to you next week. Bye. Want to say bye? You going to say bye?
I will.
Eric's going to say bye too? Bye. So Eric and I are signing off now. We'll talk to you guys later. Bye.